Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, top of the morning. You know that saying, loud, live and direct on the morning drip to Suleiman Bay. May 17th, Tuesday. We're about to get into some news and stuff. I hope y'all are well out there. Peace be unto you. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Man, I hope y'all are tuned in and functioning on doing your function, your spruce way. Man, a lot of people trying to get to it, man, already this morning, hitting up, trying to get businesses started and stuff, trying to get functioning, man, trying to get some of this money they passing out, man. Some of these 1099s and recipients, you know what I'm talking about? So that's what we just go get into some hot topics today, some discussions today on what's going on in the land, the land of honey, and some of business essentials today. I believe we got Ms. Tay Bay in the house, hopefully on the line. Ms. Tay Bay, you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Drip okay. Family. Good morning.
There she goes. Okay, so we are on Block Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, Suleiman Bay. We got Ms. Tay Bay in the house. Don't forget to follow us at the website at AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com, and LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also, go over to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your DIY, you know, your e-books and all that stuff to bring you up to speed. I believe it's a brand new, some templates. Yeah, some templates.
Oh, man, we got those credit kill. We got those credit kill templates over there. Make sure you hit up the Instagram, click entry link, and tap in with them credit kill templates and tell you how to remove entry.
You're going in and out. Yeah,
okay,
you got to get to a sound location.
Those templates is going to show you how to remove inquiries, collections.
So that's where you'll be do-it-yourself at the Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. We'll get your kits there. And then go over to follow us at healthy.info for the donations for the nonprofit. That's Helping Urban for Our Life for Humanity. I've got chapters in California and Texas. And the pictures on the website is for real. Them is the real Fit Notes. Hitting the hood, hood to hood, doing the thing or whatever, Robin Hood, whatever they donate to us, we bring it back to you. So please help us take finance up, lift a nation. And that's health.info, like the word healthcare, that's healthcare.info. And you got to put it that way. And when you make a donation, it's 100% tax deductible. A 501c3, you will get a receipt. You can donate one time, weekly, monthly, whatever. You can put a little bit or you can put a voila. You know, you can drop a voila in there. You can get your money back. You give it to CPA on your taxes, and that was a donation to a nonprofit. So that's how they go there. So with that, we're going to open up and just blaze into what's going on today, Ms. Tay-Bay. You got any news for him or whatever, you know, just bring it to him.
Okay. So, yes, like you said, right now on the Linktree, for a limited time, I dropped some credit kill templates. Those credit kill templates got all of the efficient USC codes. Those are your consumer codes, the laws. They are in those templates. These templates take care of your late payments. They take care of your collections account. And they even got one to take care of your inquiries.
Okay.
I even got one to take care of your inquiries. Okay? That's an effective way because, you know, building personal credit goes hand in hand with building business credit. That way you can get more funding out here.
No question about it, because I know a lot of people, everybody want to get the business credit going, and you got to understand that, man, the lender is going to look at whoever's the responsible officer of a corporation or another company when they're trying to give it some money, regardless if they tell you you're using your personal guarantee or not. They're going to look into that and see how you handle business. And if your business practices is shaky, and you're not paying people and stuff like that, then that's going to have a mark and an effect on what they give you.
Exactly. They definitely tap into those scores, even though they say, oh, you're not guaranteeing anything. They're still going to ask for that social number. You know, you don't, you're not specialized in the building, non-PG, that's not personal guaranteeing anything, credit. We specialize in that for your business, but they will tap in and look at it. They won't pull a hard pull or a soft pull, but they definitely look at it. Everybody looks at it for banking purposes. That's what they say. So that's right. When you got to learn the hacks and the tips to get around it for the banking purposes. There's ways that you can get around it, and this is what we're going to discuss with you all today about how this is the land of milk and honey. You don't have to use your social security number for anything. That is a private number. Now, what you need to do is you need to go get you a EIN for banking purposes only, because that's what we're doing out here. We're banking. That's what's going on with your business, your personal credit. That's for you. But when you're dealing with the people in the public, you need to have an EIN for banking purposes only, and this will get you through those doors where you don't have to use your social security number, which is a private number for you, to get funding.
So let me lay out the foundation for y'all, because like we do it all here. Like we do business formation, fundability, and we do we get on your credit side, how to deal with that after we go at them. So what you're creating for banking purposes is, and you're creating an artificial person. That's what it is. You create an entity that has all the rights and privileges as a human. You know, you could do business, it could sue, it could be, you know, be sued, all those type of things. So you're creating a persona. You're creating a fiction to do business for you, to speak on your behalf in commerce. That's what you're creating. That's what the EIN is for. That's what saves you so you can remain in the private. See, people keep always using this number, everybody asking for this number. Oh, social security number, man, that's a private number. You got to know how to function without that. So that's what this is. You're going to create an artificial person to speak for us. And, you know, we go even further. If you want us to put together a trust for you and then put a corporation up under it and then an LLC under there and, you know, show you how to funnel and really function. And we can set those things up, too. That way you put your assets, you don't own nothing, but you just control everything, you know, and you let it function for you. So we can do those things, too. But those are also artificial persons. A trust is an artificial person, too, with EIN. It's just private. So you know how to put the assets over there in the private. You know what I'm talking about? And then you have your LLCs and them out there. Them are artificial persons, too. But they're in the public. So you let them do what they do in the public and do commerce. And do all the commerce, and then you funnel all that commerce, you turn it into hard assets and funnel it right on back up to the top. That's right into the private. And keep your assets protected. You don't own nothing, though. So if somebody comes after you, you don't own nothing. It's entrusted. That's right. It's entrusted to a trustee. You feel me? Yeah, you don't own anything. So that's the importance of this. Yeah. We talking about the land of milk and honey. It's like plenty of opportunity around here. People don't understand the foundation of the United States of America. They don't understand the definitions and the corporation and how it was founded. And just everything is off borrowing, the power of borrowing. That's what it is. It's all off of borrowing. All this system is credits and debits, borrowing. Creditors, debtors. Yeah, that's what it is. Artificial, natural.
Yes, it definitely is. You know, they took currency out of circulation. HJR 192 lets you know that there is no money. The only lawful money is gold and silver. So, hey, the only thing else you have is your credit. That's the only other thing you have is your credit. So make sure you're getting it right, because right now, where we headed, I don't even think y'all understand where we headed right now. We really headed into a recession. I don't even think y'all understand. We're in the second quarter, and we're about to really hit recession. Inflation is at a 40% high right now. It's crazy out here, and the rent is going up. I don't know what states and where y'all live at, but if y'all not paying attention to what's going on in the economy, you're going to see we headed right to a recession, and you need to make sure that you are proof. You are shielded for this recession. You is ready. Your business can withstand it, and your personal self can withstand what's about to hit.
Right.
Exactly. Everybody is. You look at those documents, and that's another thing that I was telling the people. When you just really go look at the documents that the IRS has out there on their website, and you read them, and like a payment voucher, a 1040-V, it was saying, turn this in with your money order or check. But when you go look at the definition, money order and check, you will be baffled at how hoodwinkled you really is, like how fucking dumb you been. You're like, what the hell? This is right here in black and white, and it's they rules, they laws. So the best way to do it is, shit, get with the Joneses, play their game, just how they play it. That's how they stay winning, because they playing a mean-ass game. And once you understand that, you'll be able to thrive. That goes as far as even the business section of it and your personal life. Like, once you figure out how to make money with the business credit and how to leverage that to make more money, you're going to be doing the same thing that they're doing. You're going to be taking other people's money and leveraging it to make more money, more passive income. So that's why it's the importance of building your business credit is so crucial. Like, building it up is so crucial, because the funding that you get from that business, you can get that funding for another business. It's making you money to form another business, and then another business after that. After you look up, okay, let's go ahead and dive into that.
And let's talk about that, because that's a topic I wanted to really, really talk about. Because from our mistakes, and forming business, and I really understand now the fundamentals. I understand it now. It's not a long process, but it's a process that you have to understand, and you have to apply. And if you understand it and you apply it, then it's real rewarding for you. For instance, like, we could take a company and go form a company, and let's say in 90 days, let's just say the next 90 days from forming this company, it'd be able to do something, right? We'd say, okay, it might be able to do something. We'd be putting your stuff on there, it might be do something, you know, setting it up.
Correct.
But when you set a business up, it's like buying a new house. This is like, for tax purposes, like, you don't even want to live in it the first year. Like, this is like something like when you're setting your business up, it's like you actually just want to set it up for it to for its credentials to be top notch, and for you just to build on what it has. Because when you don't have to put a lot into it, but you have to inject the right things into it the right way. And then it's the paper creation is congruent with all the requirements for lending, for funding. There's nothing where they can look at and put a red flag up. You like, got everything crossed. And then you just keep injecting into this business for the first year. Because remember, if you understand the credit bureaus, and I just want to tell y'all this, if you understand the credit bureaus, man, it's nothing you can do in less than a year that's going to make some big noise. So really, you're going to short-change yourself anything less than a year for anything that you're pushing for. Because after that year, you're going to have a solid foundation, because Dun & Bradstreet, which is the biggest business credit bureau, they take information from the prior year. So they done paydex. They give you the paydex for how many, a couple of accounts that you got put on, three or whatever. But then every 90 days, they do a semi-score. But they're all their indicators are for the prior year, meaning that you got to put a year in of history. You got to put a year in of financial history showing what you do for them to really generate something for you. So that involves patience. I wouldn't recommend